Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of today.
Good morning and welcome to the third hour of today on this Monday, September 13th. And we have an hour packed with information, motivation, some fun, too. Good morning to you.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I like being outside. We're going to get to that coming up in just a moment. But we are kicking off the week with TikTok Week. We're going to do that a little later
this morning. Whole week
with Chef Nick Giovanni. He has more than 7 million followers, and he's going to spice up a classic dip. Can't wait for that. When somebody has 7 million followers, you're thinking, what do they have to say?
I don't know. I'm looking at that dish he's making.
Yeah. We'll have that coming up in just a bit. Plus, actor Justin Long stops by to talk about his new movie. We love having him around here. We call him a cousin of the show. But first, we are outside this morning. It's no ordinary morning here. We are on the plaza continuing our special coronavirus and the classroom town hall.
Yeah, and here to answer even more questions from parents, from students, and teachers as well. We're joined once again by CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky and Education Secretary Dr. Miguel Cardona back with us as well. So let's start with how it's going right now. Mm-hmm. And we'll start with you, Dr. Walensky, because, again, we're seeing record high COVID numbers for kids. More than 1,000 schools have been shut down so far because of outbreaks. A lot of folks are still, you know, screaming and shouting about wearing masks in school. What reassurances can both of you offer parents, teachers, and students that being in person is the right idea right now?
It's the best thing for our children to get kids back to school and keep them in school. And what we have seen time and time again, just in these first couple of weeks of school, is that places that are not practicing the mitigation strategies are the places that are closing. Places that are practicing the mitigation strategies are able to keep their kids safely in school and to keep those schools open. And so I think, you know, going back to the guidance, getting everybody vaccinated who's eligible to be vaccinated, that's adults, that's our teenagers over the age of 12, and then to surround our younger kids by people who are vaccinated, masking in the schools, ventilation, screening, testing. Those strategies work. We've seen in Los Angeles County rates of disease in kids is lower, 3.5 times lower in areas that are practicing these mitigation strategies.
The general school of thought at this point seems to be that we will see a vaccine for kids between the ages of 5 and 12 at some point here in the fall. When that happens and we start to see kids being vaccinated en masse, is that the turning point in this pandemic when we see large swaths of kids getting the shot?
You know, first of all, we are following the science and we want to bring those vaccines to those young children as soon as possible with urgency. But we want to make sure that the due diligence and the science is done by the FDA and by the CDC. When that happens, really what's going to happen is we're all going to have to lean in to get vaccinated.
It's exactly what we're talking about right now with some of our older kids.
So. That's exactly right. So it'll really depend on whether people choose to get the vaccine themselves and for their children.
All right, let's send it over to Al. We have people here from all over the country. We want to talk to some of our teachers. Al, take it away.
That's right. We've got Ms. Juliana Ertube joining us. She's a special ed teacher from Nevada, 2021 Teacher of the Year. Congratulations. And you've got a question for Secretary Cardona about the future of teachers.
Secretary Cardona, muy buenos días.
Muy buenos días.
Teachers across the country see ourselves reflected in you. You were a teacher, a principal, an administrator, and you're the parent of children who attend public education schools. Teaching is really challenging right now. Teachers are doing their best to keep our children and our students safe and keep the learning going. How do you hold on to hope for our profession? What can you tell teachers right now about how we're going to elevate our profession so that we can best serve all students?
Thank you, Juliana, and congratulations on being the National Teacher of the Year.
Thank you.
There are 50 million reasons I have hope. Across the country, 50 million students are able to get back into their classroom, back into those warm environments where teachers show them love, where teachers are there for them in person. We know the impact when children are not in school, but we also know that we have to lift the profession. And it doesn't take a pandemic for us to recognize the importance of teachers. And I think what we're seeing, and over the last 18 months, teachers are gonna do what they need to do to protect our students and give them the best experience. We need to support our teachers by making sure their school environments, their work environment is safe, that they're getting paid adequately to make sure that they're supported so they don't have to have second and third jobs to make ends meet. But we also have to lift the profession. We have to lift the profession and provide them the support to be able to meet the needs of the students that are coming back post-pandemic. Those students have greater needs, and our teachers need more support.
And Dr. Cardona, Juliana is a special ed teacher. I have a son who started high school today, a special needs kid. This has been particularly difficult for children with special needs. How, going forward, are you hoping to help these kids in this pandemic?
You know, we released guidance at the Department of Education focusing on how to reopen and how to address the gaps that were made worse during the pandemic. We know students with disabilities who maybe rely on that hand-over-hand instruction or the smaller class size, we know that the experience on remote learning wasn't as good. So when we come back, we got to double down on our strategies, make sure that our class sizes are smaller, make sure that they're getting the support that they need to recover what was lost. We have to go in and make our schools places better than they ever were before. Going back to what it was in March 2020 is not good enough for our students.
All right, thank you. And now we've got Mr. Alejandro Diaz-Grandos.
Yes.
You teach fourth and fifth grades in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You've got a question for Dr. Walensky about vaccine hesitancy.
Yes, yes. So good morning. So I teach elementary reading and social studies at Eitan Elementary for the past 6 years. This week we saw that the Los Angeles School District would soon mandate vaccines for all students. I teach in a diverse district where there are many families who are economically disadvantaged. And my question is, what is your message to those families? And do you believe schools should mandate the vaccine?
I believe everybody who's eligible to be vaccinated should get vaccinated. What we really need to do is give people the information that they need so that they want to get vaccinated. Because I think if they have the information, the correct information, they would want to get vaccinated. When you see unvaccinated people in the hospital at 10 times the rate of vaccinated people, you really know that that information to them would really help them from trusted messengers, not necessarily from the CDC director, but from messengers that they can talk to. And what I would say is the more people vaccinated, the better, the less disease in our community. If we need vaccine mandates to do that, that'll be a local discussion, but I would be advocating for that.
Just really quickly to follow up, we're going to go to Dylan in a second with a question about students, from students. At this point, don't we think everyone has the information, Dr. Walensky?
You know, as I talk to people, not everybody does. There's still vaccine hesitancy out there. We at the CDC do vaccine confidence consults. What is the information that that communities need to understand or to address a question that they may not have heard before, to address the misinformation that they may not have heard before? So, yes, we're continuing to do that work.
I will say my son, he just turned 12. He just got vaccinated last week. I was terrified. And I have more information than I could ever have, but it's still a little unnerving. So I think people just need to be reaffirmed. Let's go to Dylan now.
What you got, Dylan?
Yep. Yeah, guys, we have a question from Kyla. She's a sixth grader from Texas. Dr. Walensky, this one's for you, and it's about the variants. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Kyla Combs. I'm 11 years old from Dallas, Texas, and my question for today is, how does the different variants of COVID get their name, and how does the original vaccine combat the differences between them?
Kyla, good for you for watching the variants.
Yes.
So the variants are named from the WHO, and they are now named with Greek letters. Variants can emerge in different ways. Some can emerge to be more transmissible, and some can emerge to evade our vaccines. So far, none of the variants we've seen can evade our vaccines, but that's something that we're watching very, very carefully.
Al?
All right, well, we got a question via video. This is from a mom. Her name's Catherine. Guy's two kids from New York, and she's got a question about masks as well.
Hi. What needs to happen in order for you to allow our kids to go to school without masks, or at least making it optional for the parents to have a choice of what's best for their children?
Well, thank you for that question. You know, we know that the decisions that we make not only impact our own children, but the children that are sitting next to them. And what we're finding is in places that don't have mask mandates, students are more likely to be hospitalized and more likely to get COVID-19. So we have to remember we're in this together and that our decisions affect others. It's not just your child who you're making a decision for. It's everyone in the classroom. And unfortunately, some children have vulnerabilities that make them more susceptible to serious illness. So we have to protect one another. Believe me, I want to take off the mask too. I want to make sure my children have an opportunity to go to school without a mask. But when the timing is right, we'll get there.
That's a good point. Really good point. Al?
Yeah, we've got Stacy. She's from Short Hills, New Jersey. And you've got a question for Dr. Lewinsky. This is really interesting about vaccine forgeries. Mm. What's your question?
I've been hearing more and more about people falsifying vaccine cards. And as a mom of two college students and a high schooler, I'm concerned that parents will be doing this in the schools and that the children my kids are sitting next to won't be vaccinated, but will say they are.
Yeah, this is challenging. So we want to have vaccines verification in a way that is digital friendly. Not everybody has access to digital. The cards are one way to do so. It's striking to me that people would rather forge a card than protect themselves. And so we are working now to sort of get rid of those forged cards, but also to encourage more and more people to actually get vaccinated rather than to feel the need to forge a card.
Thank you. To bring it full circle, Hill, both of you have kids. Tell us really quickly how old your children are and how it's been. I guess they're not really children anymore. Yeah. If you see a light at the end of the tunnel, how it's been for your family personally?
Thank you. I have a 15-year-old daughter. She's a sophomore. My son's going to be 17 soon. He's a senior. And for them, they're just thrilled to be back in the classroom. They're thrilled to be with their teams. They're thrilled to be with their peers and see their teachers in person. It's starting to look back to normal, but they know that in order for that to happen, they have to wear the mask and we have to keep community spread low. They know that.
And mom is front and center here.
Yeah. Three kids. You have three.
Three boys. Again, not even kids anymore, right?
17, 19, and 21. The two in college were just really delighted to be back in school. They missed part of college. And the one from high school, you know, came home and said, like school again.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'm so happy you guys took the time to talk with all of you. Are we happy that they came and spent, and you guys as well.
Yes.
Thank you all for being here this morning. There's so many angles to this one. So much for coming. And thank you again for sending in all of your questions today. And we're going to hear from more teachers about their classroom concerns coming up on Hoda and Jenna. All right. There is still much more to come here on the third hour of today. Up next, a 26-year-old college student who is helping protect people in Afghanistan from thousands of miles away. We're going to show you how she's doing it when the third hour of today continues.
SiriusXM Radio is better with Bogle Wines. 70s on 7, 80s on 8, better with Bogle. Alt Nation, Hip Hop Nation, Hair Nation, better with Bogle. Madison, Howard, Andy Cohen, better, better, better. Y2 Country, Prime Country, Carrie's Country, yep, all better. The Beatles channel is better, and getting better all the time. Everything on Sirius is better with Bogle. Award-winning family-owned wines ranked as some of the finest available for around $10. As long as you're not driving, it's better with Bogle. Bogle Family Vineyards, Clarksburg, California. Please drink responsibly.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back with one remarkable woman who is trying to make a difference in her home country of Afghanistan. She's created an app to help people stay safe. NBC News Now anchor Savannah Sellers talked with her. I'm impressed with young folks. You know what I mean? She's not even that young. But
yeah, no, I mean, wait
seriously.
Until you hear this story.
Yeah.
It really, really is so impressive and just really never been more important. Good morning. She's 26-year-old Sarah Wahidi, and she's on a mission to provide real-time security information to protect her fellow Afghans, even when she's nearly 7,000 miles away from Kabul, with her app that is perhaps more important than ever.
It's your country. You're watching it collapse in front of your eyes. And if you're not doing something, anything, you know, there's no way to go on.
In her dorm room at Columbia University, first-year student Sarah Wahidi has been helping to keep her fellow Afghans safe. Sarah is the founder of Edisab, a crisis alert app that surged in popularity in recent weeks. She launched it back in 2018 after she says she survived a suicide bombing while living in Afghanistan.
I heard someone say, his vest isn't working, his vest isn't working. And I felt someone put their hand on my back, and I just took that as a, okay, run for it. And we didn't have information about the road blockages, why there wasn't any electricity. That was incomprehensible to me. It seemed natural that we needed like an emergency or crisis platform for Afghans.
Sarah, who left Afghanistan in June, leads a small team of employees who are currently based in Kabul, researching and verifying security reports to upload to the platform.
Okay, so this is your app. I see this is Kabul. I see some alerts here.
What we wanted to make sure is that you could easily streamline find information. So for example, for this month, we have all of the reports that have happened in Kabul City.
Now, one thing that you will not find, even if you type it in that search, is Taliban.
Yes, and that is because of the fact that, number one, we want to keep our team safe, and number two, we don't want to be seen as, kind of a direct threat to them at this point.
Sarah's team has been continuing Edisab's work, despite the Taliban's takeover of the country's capital just a few weeks ago.
I received a voice message in the early hours of that day, and it said, the Taliban will enter the border of Kabul. Keep your family safe. Keep your friends safe, because they're coming. And at that time, I couldn't believe it. It just didn't seem real to me.
So you're speaking with your team, and eventually, during the workday, you just say, go home and stay there.
Yes. And I said, do you want us to shut this down? And we said, no. It's our own form of protest.
How's your team doing?
They're terrified. They want to leave.
But since the Taliban took back control, she's watched the number of female staffers dwindle down to just two, Sarah and another member in Kabul who spoke to us anonymously for her safety.
How do you feel about the work that you're doing?
I'm proud to work for the Ihtisal, for my people. I'm very proud, but I am also scared that if I continue to my work at Ihtisal, it will put my life in danger.
Do you know that you're so brave?
Yes. Living as a girl in Afghanistan is not easy. Working to help the people is kind of giving me the feeling that I can be helpful.
What's your hope for your team and maybe more broadly just for women there in Afghanistan?
I mean, you're seeing women who are protesting across the country. Women's rights must be protected. And that's the one thing that I hope the world keeps doing, is don't turn a blind eye on Afghan women.
Now, as Sarah begins her school year at Columbia, she's focused on the future of Edisab and the Afghan people.
I always want to make sure that I put the Afghan user or the Afghan citizen or Kabul resident first. Nothing is going to stop me at this point.
Now, here's how it works. Sarah's team verifies reports by speaking with security consultants and folks on the ground and sourcing social media before sending out alerts to make sure, of course, that they're giving out true information. And the employee I spoke with by phone says they're working remotely under tough conditions, sometimes without electricity or internet connection. And since she's a woman, without leaving the house, Sarah also told us she's currently speaking to other organizations to help get her team out of the country safely. And she's doing all that from her dorm room at Columbia here in New York.
Wow. Brave thing to do. Yeah. Very, very smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
should be incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, just ahead in Motivational Monday, one former couple opening up about their journey to spread a message of acceptance and unconditional love. And then later, actor Justin Long is live in Studio 1A. He'll tell us about his new movie and his
You gotta take the mask off.
We'll be right back with Justin Long.
Okay. Glad he wasn't needed.
This morning in Motivational Monday, a message of forgiveness, growth, and support from a really unlikely source. A divorced couple opening up about their really unexpected journey and their changing definition of love. Meet the Turner family.
Pick that ball. Let's go.
You got it, buddy.
A typical Saturday morning for the Turner family is watching a game of soccer.
Good job.
But for Matthew and Jessica Turner, their family is anything but typical.
What is he doing?
And Jessica, a full-time content creator and blogger.
Okay, let's go.
And Matthew, a best-selling children's book author, have three children together. They both took to social media in July of 2020 to announce their breakup after 15 years of marriage. Their reason? Matthew came out as gay.
It would be several months prior to me actually telling Jessica, because it took me a long time to actually say the words.
Even after he told me, we fought for our marriage, and the best imperfect choice was for us to end our marriage, for Matthew to come out.
I want to read some of the titles of your books, life-affirming books about God. When God Made You, When I Pray for You. It's almost as if you're writing those books for the boy in you, perhaps.
I definitely was. I wrote my first children's book in 2015, and at the time, I had no intentions of coming out. There's a part in it that says, so be you, fully you. I remember just like weeping after I wrote those words, hoping that every gay kid in church, that they would read those words and find their own story in it.
What about this up here?
Jessica, how did you explain to your three young children that dad was gay?
I'll never forget our daughter, who was 8 at the time, almost 9, saying, Daddy, why did you marry mommy if you were gay? And Matthew said to her, because I fell in love with your mommy.
When Jessica and I met, like, she was the light of my life. I knew what we had was real.
Jessica, is there a small part of you that feels betrayed on any level?
Betrayed is the wrong word. I think the question I've asked myself is, how did I not know? And so that's the grief that I've walked with and wrestled with. Come on, time for school.
Let's go.
The two now live a 90-second drive from one another and are involved in every part of their children's lives.
What?
As well as celebrating each other's accomplishments.
You're a New York Times bestseller.
In fact, Matthew credits Jessica's support for helping him come out publicly.
I would never have come out as openly and as honestly and as fully as I did without her being right there.
But that growth also comes with heartache.
It's still sad for me because Matthew's who I wanted to grow old with and who I thought would be in this room growing old with me, not 90 seconds down the road. And so, while we'll still grow old together, I grieve the loss of the difference of it.
Do both of you think you'll either remarry?
I think both of us hope so, right?
I think so. I think I really love being a wife. I really love taking care of someone. And so I hope that both of our stories have more love in them.
Wow.
It's just a remarkable story. And Jessica and Matthew, they really do seem to be at mm-hmm. peace. They say they'll continue to learn and grow from each other alongside their children.
It's an interesting story. And you know what? They're not alone. I know other families who have gone through this. So.
And it's great that they can keep that love and the relationship for their kids as well.
And for each other. That's terrific. Well, coming up next, we'll talk about a little love. We got love for our good buddy, actor Justin Long here in studio. We're going to find out about his new supernatural comedy and whether he, in fact, believes in ghosts.
Oh.
Then don't be scared to step into the kitchen. TikTok superstar Nick DiGiovanni is live with us to spin a go-to party recipe. We'll be right back. He dropped that. Oh, we are thrilled. We got one of our faves right here in studio with us, Justin Long, continuing to add to his impressive resume. And for the first time, he was in the director's chair alongside his brother for their upcoming movie, Lady of the Manor. Justin also stars in the film as a history nerd who puts his knowledge to use when the past and present collide.
Why are you so out of breath?
Oh my God, I've been running around this whole dumb place looking for you.
Well, I wasn't in my office.
Tanner kicked me out.
Oh, I'm so
and
sorry.
And I'm pretty sure his relatives might have stolen Wadsworth Manor from Mia's relatives, according to the ghost. Anyway, I think I like her. I think we might be friends. And, like, it kind of sucks nobody but me can see her. Also, can I crash on the couch in your office for a few days, please? And by the way, why aren't you in your office?
Should I go, Dr. Plum?
Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So nice to be here.
This thing's a lot of fun. I mean, did you enjoy more? I mean, you're a great actor. You're fun. You're a stretch. You're playing a nerd.
Yes. Why are you laughing? That is a stretch.
It is totally. You were against type, but also you're sitting in the director's chair. Mm. Which did you enjoy more?
It was a lot more work doing this, but I got to do it with my brother, as you can see, who couldn't be here, unfortunately, because of the COVID restrictions.
But at least you brought him. Thank you.
And the painting's fully backed.
That's right.
Yeah, for smallpox.
He didn't have a mask.
Yeah.
Because this was actually in the movie.
Well, it was, yes, it was put in. We had an amazing production department. The movie's about as you saw, Melanie Lynskey plays a slacker, stoner type character. She gets a job as a very historically significant manner, and the lady that she's playing, the ghost of the lady, takes offense at how she's playing her, so she starts haunting her, but not in like a scary way, in like an annoying way. And so the production department, shout out to Alex Tibby and Sean and all the guys, they made this of Christian, which That's is, funny. If you saw Christian, you'd see that it's remarkably lifelike, except for the I'm noticing the hands are really tiny. which is not Christian's size hand, but I think maybe
related. Yeah. Your brother would like do this.
Those are your hands, actually.
Yes, they took my body and they put his head on top of it.
Yes, it's a weird compilation.
And my wardrobe, too. This is what I naturally usually wear. I modernized today.
A lot of buttons.
Yeah, but it was a fun kind of inclusion, a little Easter egg, which is now very public.
Yes.
Now everybody
knows. I think one thing that's funny, Patrick Duffy makes a cameo in this movie. Obviously, he's known from Dallas.
Yes.
But you had a nice little interaction at one
point. Yes, thank you, Dylan. I was very ashamed at the time, and now I'll be more ashamed. He came to set, and I had been, as I had my director hat on, you know, and I was telling people, you know, you have to do a Southern accent because it takes place in Savannah, and it's kind of a, there he is, the sweet, and he's the nicest man. And one actor had been having a hard time with the accent, and so Patrick came to set, flew all the way in, he was so gracious, and he said, is there anything I should know, any notes you want to give me? And I said, well, I need to ask you, Mr. Duffy, can you do a Southern accent? And yeah.
So you never saw Dallas.
And he looked at me.
How did he respond?
He was really cool about it. He was very gentle. And he said, "Well, I was in a show called Dallas.
Oh no!
Thirteen years. He didn't say it like that. That's how I heard it.
That's how he was thinking.
Shame, a lot of shame. But you know, it's funny because Patrick saw this and he said, and he looked at this and he looked at Christian and he said, you know, guys, this looks so much like you. Have you noticed that? And Christian played it off like, oh no, you think so? You think it looks like
I don't see the resemblance.
And for the whole shoot, he kept coming up to every time he passed this, Patrick would say, I'm telling you, it is uncanny how much it looks like you.
I love it. Okay, so before we go, we've been teasing this all morning since the show features a supernatural element, if you will. Do you believe in ghosts?
I do. Do you guys? I do.
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
In what way?
We have one in our apartment.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, a friendly ghost, but.
See, well, that's what I like to think about. If I were a ghost, I want to hear about this. I like to think I'd be friendly about it. Or like maybe kind of I feel like you'd be a rascal.
Yes.
Yeah. Pulling out chairs.
I'd like to prank people.
I bet.
Exactly.
I bet.
Short sheet their beds.
Yes. Yeah.
The fact that he even said that so quickly.
Yeah, that he's been thinking about it.
I've been thinking about this.
Well, Al's relatives, if your bed has been short sheeted,
yes.
You know that he is, which I think is a nice thing. I like to believe in ghosts because it means that
there's time.
Yes. Yeah, and there's more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find it comforting.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do. So you're comforted by your ghost.
Yeah, I think he's friendly when he's around. It's like
that's right.
He's just checking in.
Really?
How about they say with you guys? I'm good.
All right.
Okay. Well, you don't want to. Well, I don't want like a malevolent. I don't want.
No.
Like,
me.
I don't
want a loving one.
No.
Yes.
Well, that's very godly.
Yeah, you don't want poltergeist.
No. Nothing.
You know, the Amityville horror.
No, but like Al, I would not be mind being haunted by you. That's a strange compliment, I know. But
wait. So keep that in mind in the future.
That's right. So when I kick the bucket.
Yeah, I'll just come around.
Which could be next week. Anyway, Justin, it is so good to see you.
It's really good to see you. Truly nice to be here.
Lady of the Manor, available in select theaters on Apple TV and wherever you rent movies this Friday.
Still the best compliment ever. I'd love to be haunted by you.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, a TikTok.
You too, Chanel.
Yeah, thank you. I'd be a kind, but I'd be more fairy godmother-like. You see this man here? He is a TikTok superstar. He has 7 million followers. Nick DiGiovanni is sharing his take on a classic artichoke dip. Yum. And then later, from setting the mood to nailing the food, we're going to show you how to score some
extra points.
What was that?
With the perfect football setup. We'll be right back. You're like...
All right, this morning we are kicking off a new series. It's called TikTok Made Me Try It with some of the platform's biggest creators.
Nick DiGiovanni was a finalist on MasterChef, and he's on Forbes 30 Under 30 list. On TikTok, Nick tries out the latest trends and indulges in culinary creations like candied maple bacon.
One cup brown sugar,
one half cup maple syrup, nice squeeze of lemon juice.
Once the sugar's dissolved, add a splash of whiskey.
Light it up.
Don't be scared. Just shake it till the fire's gone. Cook this off until it's about the consistency of maple syrup. Lay your bacon on a sheet tray and generously paint it all over with our glaze. Bake this at 375 for about 18 to 20 minutes or until your bacon is crispy golden brown. I'll immediately add a little maple crumble and just a pinch of flaky salt. Be careful. This is highly addictive.
I see why you're a star. Nick, good morning to you.
Hi, Nick.
Good morning. Thank you for having me today.
You know what? It makes us feel like we can do it. I guess
that's why we try.
That's the whole point. So what are you going to make for us today?
So today, I don't know if it's going to be quite as addicting as that one. That candy maple bacon is hard to beat, honestly.
Artichoke dip's pretty addicting.
Artichoke's addicting. You just always have to consider all the other people that are trying to eat it at a party or whatever, and you can't eat the whole thing. But... we do have this creamy artichoke dip today, which is honestly super simple and, like you said, delicious. So it also has these – they're not homemade pitas, right? But they're very, very easy, and it makes you feel like you did a lot more work than you actually have to do. I like to cut up pitas and just bake them in the oven, get them nice and crispy.
So that's another fun part of this one. Do you have to drizzle a lot of oil on them to give them that, like, nice buttery consistency?
Yeah. Yeah, you put a little bit of olive oil. If you want to keep it healthier, you could probably use whatever you want, right? Avocado oil. And I think you probably even air fry these, but I like to just toss them on a tray, a little salt and pepper.
Done.
And if you want to be creative, garlic powder, right? Toss them in the oven. It's super easy.
How do we start the dip?
So the dip, I would say, again, I like this because you can do different levels of kind of difficulty. So if you really feel like going crazy, right? It's the middle of the summer, you got fresh artichokes. You can go ahead and you can take those artichokes and, you know, take the hearts out yourself. It's a lot more work and it's a lot fresher. But I'm going the lazy route today. So I have these artichokes that were just out of a can, right?
Okay.
So is canned better than frozen? Which do you prefer?
I would probably just say canned over frozen. Frozen food can be fantastic. But, I mean, for something like artichokes in water in a can are perfect.
Cool.
All right. So what do you do? You mix it all in the bowl and just... stir it? Like, what do you do?
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's as easy as that, which I love. You pretty much just have those ingredients measured out, toss them in this bowl here.
Can you show
them
us?
All together. I'm happy to show you. Food processor if you want to be even lazier, right? There's, like I said, so many levels here. But let's start with the pitas. Very simple, like I said. We're just going to take these.
Although, Nick, we don't have a lot of time. Can we? You've already pretty much explained the pitas. Could you go to the dip?
The pitas, you want me to just, all right, let's toss them. You know what the best part is? I've already baked off a bunch.
Oh, there you go.
All right, there you go.
Yum.
Oven, look at that. I was prepared for that, for what you were just about to tell me.
Okay.
So let's take our bowl here. For the dip, very, very simple. I have about probably a half a cup or so. Again, I don't like measuring with amounts, but these are kind of chopped artichokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then those are chopped a lot smaller than these ones here, just for some texture. So both of those into the bowl. That's probably about a cup and a half or so. Next thing we go, cream cheese. This does have some cheese in it, and I'm sure you can use alternatives, but I'm going to go in with a nice big scoop. Again, I'm not going to give you an exact measurement here, but a nice big scoop of cream cheese in there.
Mm-hmm.
I love my mayo. So
me too.
A nice little scoop of mayo, right? It's just too good. Nice little scoop of mayo. Nice little scoop of sour cream. Gives a little bit of acidity, and again, it just kind of makes that creamy dip, right? A little bit of grated Parmesan. Freshly grated is highly preferred.
Yum.
You can go up to a cup of this stuff if you want. You can really toss it in there.
Nick, as you're cooking that and stirring that up, you have so many millions of followers. And I have nieces and nephews who this is how they seriously get their recipes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is about your TikTok? Do I call it a page? TikTok?
I don't even know.
Yeah, TikTok account.
Your account. What do you think it is that makes you so popular? Because people love you.
Yeah, it's really interesting, right? Especially the fact that kids are suddenly so interested in cooking. But I think it's just... the really fast-paced videos, I toss some humor in there if I can. And it's very simply, like you said, laid out. And so anybody can pick up a few tools in the kitchen and a few ingredients and make something, you know?
Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it, Nick. Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
We'll be checking out your TikTok.
Awesome.
Looks
Thank
so
you
good.
So much for having me.
You bet.
Thank
Love
you.
Artichoke dip.
All right. Well, for the full recipe, you can head to today.com/food. And I should tell you, Nick has one more recipe, especially for Today fans. And you can find that on the Today Show TikTok page. Head over there and check that out. Thank you so much again, Nick. That looks yummy.
Take care.
I can eat that whole bowl.
Hey, coming up, if you fumbled the first weekend of NFL viewing, we've got some products to help you recover as the third hour of Today continues.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
NFL's back. Time to upgrade our football watching experience.
Editor-in-chief of Review, David Kinder, is here to share what you need to watch, eat, and drink like a pro.
And guess what? We've got a QR code on your screen, so scan that to see all these items. David, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so I was watching football yesterday. Obviously, you can't watch football at home without a TV. So is that number one on your list?
So the Review labs have been super busy picking out products that are going to get you through football season. Look, it's a long season. We want you to settle in and enjoy. So, of course, yes, first up, you need a great TV. Now, this is one of Review's top-rated. Our readers love this. This is the TCL 5 Series. And we're looking at the 55-inch model right now, but it comes in a bunch of different screen sizes. Three things we love about this. First, it's got amazing picture quality. It's got 4K, HDR. Even if you don't know what those acronyms mean, it spells a great picture quality. Second is the price. At this screen size, it's just $5.99, which is super competitive, of course. Different screen sizes, different prices, but they're all really great.
Okay, I love how we can scan the TV and buy a TV. Sorry.
Absolutely.
And what about streaming?
The thing that we love about this, yes, is that this has Roku built right into it. Now, if you're not familiar with Roku, it's a streaming platform. It's going to get you hooked up with your Netflix, your Amazon Prime, your Peacock, your Sling TV, all your favorite streaming services. It's super easy to use.
Well, I appreciate this because sometimes you walk into a store and there's so many TVs, it's overwhelming. You don't know what to get. Mm-hmm. So this was helpful. Let's move on to another important part of the game, and that's eating and drinking. You suggest a Yeti tumbler. For the people who love their Yetis are obsessed with them.
Love the Yetis.
But for those who don't know, tell people why it's so great.
Well, look, I mean, the game's... they're long, right? And you're going to want a cold drink by your side, or in the winter, you know, you're going to want a nice hot drink. This Yeti, we love this one. This is the Rambler in the 20-ounce size. We love this for a bunch of different reasons. So it's $29, so it's not the cheapest tumbler in the world, but it comes in a bunch of different colors. It is dishwasher safe. It's got a 5-year warranty, and of course, it's going to keep your cold drinks cold and your hot drinks hot for a really long time.
And what about multiple drinks? I see you've got a Coleman cooler there.
Yes, so this little guy, it's very modest looking, and it's just $25, but in our labs, this was incredible. This is the Coleman 9-can cooler. It can fit up to 9 cans or food and drinks. But here is the cool thing. In our tests, we found that this was able to keep temperatures below 40 degrees for 6.5 hours.
Oh,
so even if
right.
your game goes into extra overtime, you're going
to
be
Do you have
upset.
To put a cooler pack in there, though, like an ice pack?
It certainly does not hurt.
All right. Okay. And if you want to make some hot snacks, what do you got?
So this big guy right here, if you really want to impress friends and family on game day, this is the Philips Air Fryer XXL. Now, you probably heard about air frying. It's a healthier alternative to deep frying. This came out top rated in our labs. What we love about it was it's got a super deep basket, and there's no preheat time, which means you're going to be able to cook more food more quickly, get out of the kitchen, get back into the living room, get back outside with friends and family.
All that's right. Really David, all thank about. You so much.
I think it's
really
the best way to make
it.
Wings, too. David, thank you so much. And, you know, just so you know, Today receives a commission for purchases made through the QR codes or the links on our website. So happy shopping. We'll be right back.
Tomorrow on the third hour, NBA superstar Carmelo Anthony joins us live in studio.
And coming up on Hoda and Jenna, something brand new for Sex and the City fans from author Candace Bushnell.
Nice.
We hope you have a great Monday and hope to see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.